It's been just over a year since China imposed retaliatory tariffs on an array of American imports, from cars to crops. To buoy farmers threatened by the added fees, the U.S. Department of Agriculture created a program to pay producers based on their output. Shielding the ag sector from a precipitous drop in prices appears to have worked fairly well, but the move was a one-time fix, and some local farmers are concerned about the long-term future of their industry. Brett Davis leans against a workbench at a farm north of Delaware. He and his partners are casting about, trying to stay busy while the rain keeps them from planting. Davis received a six-figure payment to supplement the return on last year's soybean crop. He doesn't want to see that happen again.
We do not want another market facilitation loan. We want open trade with all countries so that we can grow what the world needs.
The USDA has so far doled out north of $8 billion through what's known as the Market Facilitation Program, and they are payments, not loans. Secretary Sonny Perdue introduced the initiative last August as a lifeline to producers of crops like corn, wheat, and soybeans affected by the country's trade dispute.
It's important to note that all this could go away tomorrow if China and the other nations would simply correct their behavior. But in the meantime, the program that we are announcing today will allow time for the president to strike the long-lasting trade deals that will benefit our entire economy.
Those payments amounted to nearly $75 million in Franklin County and nine other central Ohio counties. The largest check was for more than $500,000 for Hendren Farms soybeans. The smallest was $2 for Sharon Washburn's corn. Nearly all the money went to soybeans, which Ohio State ag economist Ben Brown says earned $1.65 a bushel from the government.
Right, and so you start thinking about that. We were looking at $8.60, $9 soybeans, somewhere around that range. You add $1.65 onto that, now all of a sudden we're back over $10, which for most soybean farmers across Ohio, $10 returns you a pretty healthy margin.
Brown says between historic yields and the federal payments, most farmers in the region were able to stave off the massive losses his early models projected.
But it was really kind of an inefficient policy to match an inefficient policy, right? So the inefficient policy that we started was the tariffs on the Chinese, right? As an ag industry, we benefit from open and free markets because we produce a product and a commodity that people want around the globe. And we want to be able to sell that in those markets, duty free.
Brown says propping up growers could send a signal to keep planting at the same level rather than respond to downward pricing pressures. But he notes early reports suggest farmers are being conservative. South of Columbus, Christian Hoffman raises cattle to stay busy between soybeans, corn, and a handful of other crops. He says the federal payments kept him in the black this year, but he and other farmers need a longer-term solution.
I mean, we just can't keep putting a Band-Aid on it, and then just depend on government subsidies to make a profit. That's not good for us in the long run. So really, like, the best thing would be, that we get good markets and we can trade and that kind of thing.
U.S. officials are in Beijing this week, working on a trade compact with China. Brett Davis, the farmer north of Delaware, is watching closely, but says restoring normalcy will take time. He serves as the secretary of the American Soybean Association, a trade group working to promote soybeans at home and abroad.
Settling the trade dispute and taking the tariffs off help, but we've also kind of marred that market to China, so that it's going to affect us for up to the next 5 years, actually, until we get into full swing again, because we spent 40 years working on that market in China to develop it. And, it's kind of hard when you lose your number one customer.
Farmers still have until May 17th to file federal claims for their 2018 crops. Ag Secretary Perdue has said he does not expect a new round of money for crops grown this year. Nick Evans, WOSU News.